Tonight, Donald Trump will address the nation and the world from the RNC, the Republican National Convention, in his first public statement since the Democrats and the liberal media nearly had their dream come true, but thankfully, they missed. Donald Trump is looking better than ever, and the world is going to be watching. It's going to be broadcast on all of the major news networks, and these conventions are usually a combination of cringe, some great speeches, and liberal media meltdowns, and I got it all from last night, and some new updates about old Joe, so stay tuned. But first, many have asked, and ye shall receive. It's the new Fight for Trump shirt, now available on my online store, markdice.com. Click the link in the description below. And this week, you can save 20% off any of my shirts by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout. It's not my promo code. I know it's a little lame. It's promo code from the distributor that they offer to all their partners this week, so use it. And save 20% off of this shirt or anything by clicking the link in the description below and checking them out. Yesterday, old Joe said that he would consider dropping out of the race if a medical condition emerged. And then, what a surprise, a few hours later, he supposedly tested positive for COVID and then ran back to his basement in Delaware. Tell us, Van, how do you think this will impact the race?
A bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. You've got the nominees of this party getting their butts kissed. Biden's getting his butt kicked by his own party. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together.
That's right, but we're praying for old Joe to come through because while the Democrats want Donald Trump to die, we want nothing more than for old Joe to live. Please stay in the race, Joe. You can do it. Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video, like the Democrats are sadly making their final moves to dump old Joe as the nominee, which I'll get into in a bit. But first, subscribe to my channel if you're new here because you're not going to find information and analysis like this anywhere else. It did look like the Democrats were just going to stick with old Joe because at this point it might be just a total waste to swap him out for Kamala or Gavin Newsom since Donald Trump's popularity has surged and the entire Democrat Party has collapsed. But the clowns over on MSNBC are still pretending that old Joe is going to finish the race, and they're making the most insane comparison between Donald Trump and old Joe that you've ever heard. Listen.
Question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take a iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days, doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age? So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
Of course, someone who got hit by an assassin's bullet, whose life was less than an inch from being taken away, who, instead of cowering away, stood defiantly and chanted, "Fight, fight, fight," giving America one of the most iconic images of all time, is almost exactly the same as someone who's quadruple vaxxed, coming down with COVID, and then making a recovery. Here's old Joe coming out of his basement victorious. Okay, so this is a meme by Grand Ole Memes, who also goes by the name The Right to Bear Memes, who's really one of the most brilliant meme makers around. Go follow him on Twitter at Grand Ole Memes. One of the set of speakers at the RNC last night were a set of Gold Star families who lost loved ones in Afghanistan because of old Joe's incompetence as the supposed commander-in-chief. And this is how CNN responded after their speech.
A very powerful and politically devastating tribute to fallen loved ones and endorsement of Donald Trump from those Gold Star families. We heard from the mother-in-law and the aunt of Marine Sergeant Nicole G, and we heard from the parents of Marine Corporal Hunter Lopez, two of those American service members killed in August 2021 during the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Then there was this guy, the former acting director of ICE, Immigration and Custom Enforcement, Thomas Homan, who hopefully Donald Trump will bring back as part of his administration next year.
I got a message to the millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden's released in our country in violation of federal law. You better start packing now. You're damn right. Because you're going home.
The liberal media was extra upset about the mass deportation now signs that many in the crowd had and were waving. Donald Trump's VP pick, running mate, J.D. Vance, also gave his big speech last night. And some people, understandably so, are very critical of him because he was a big Never Trumper in 2016, early 2017. But he admits he was wrong and was drinking the mainstream media Kool-Aid. And just like Ted Cruz was basically a Never Trumper back in 2016 as well, he has made amends. Sometimes some of the people who were our opposition, once they finally have that light bulb go off in their head, can actually make the greatest allies. And last night, the Trump-Vance campaign released a statement about the vice presidential debates, which haven't been scheduled yet. They said, we don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, or whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate. We can only hope and pray that if old Joe does get forced out, that he is replaced with Kamala Harris instead of Gavin Newsom. If it's Gavin Newsom, like I said, it's going to cause a big resurgence of excitement, a tremendous amount of relief. He's going to have the honeymoon period of being the new cool guy from California to save the Democrat Party. So better start praying that if old Joe is, God forbid, kicked out, that his replacement is Camelface. Tell us, Clown News, what did you think overall of the convention last night?
Being balanced today.
The people who are planning the Democratic convention are taking notes because they got to go on a rewrite. These guys are putting on a good show. Donald Trump Jr. appeals to the base, but it's a show of confidence. Everybody they're putting up there says they're confident. Some of the people they're putting up there are quite controversial. Some of the people up there are saying things that you could cut little ads about or use on social media. But they know that, and they're confident. This is a very professional Trump team putting this program together. The other thing I would say is that...
What else I would say is that Chuck Schumer, the most powerful Democrat in the Senate, is now telling old Joe that he needs to step down. So you probably saw the clip, I'm not going to pull it up, of Nancy Pelosi saying that they're waiting for him to make the right decision, sounding like a mob boss. And now you have Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff for brains also telling him he needs to go. So somebody made this meme. I don't know who. You got to start watermarking your stuff, meme makers. I try to give credit when credit is due, but I don't know who made this. But this is absolutely fantastic. It's a remake of that famous Joseph Stalin photo, who was known to have people that he oft airbrushed out of photos, dumping them down the memory hole. And again, we hope and pray that old Joe is okay and that he stays in the race. Don't listen to those Democrat elites, Joe. Just lean on your most trusted and loyal and brilliant confidant, your son, Hunter. And like I said, the new Fight for Trump shirt is available in my online store, markthis.com, or click the link in the description below. And you can save 20% off of it or any of my shirts by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout. So head on over to markthis.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.